One monetary theory encourages tax laws that favor the rich. The idea being, if the rich had more money, they would invest it, thus creating more jobs. Money would trickle down to the poor and middle class. This theory is sometimes called voodoo economics, or the trickle-down effect. While it sounds good in theory, and while some money does trickle down, the net result is the money stays in the hands of the rich. In many cases, asset prices increase because the rich have more money. Why do asset prices increase? Asset prices increase because that is what the rich buy with their money, assets, which is one of the reasons why they are rich. When asset prices increase, it makes assets, things of real and lasting value, more expensive, out of the reach of the poor and the middle class. Just look at the price of real estate and ask anyone who has not yet bought a house if they think it is easy to afford the house of their dreams today. It's tough to buy a house with money that is only trickling down. My father once ran for lieutenant governor of the state of Hawaii and was defeated. That experience left me with less faith in the political process. My father believed he could change the government. After his bitter defeat, I decided it was best to change me. Instead of attempting to change the laws, such as trying to make the tax laws more fair, I simply decided to become rich and use the tax laws to my benefit. If you would rather join the rich than fight them, then keep listening. This book is for you. If you would rather change the government, then this may not be the book for you. Donald and I believe that the best way to change the rules is to first get the gold. If you have the gold, then you have more power. When you have the power, you are better able to enforce the real golden rule, the rule that states, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you."